WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Thursday night's College Station City Council meeting includes three agreements related to the Kyle Field redevelopment project. The 30-year deal, which commits $36 million in hotel occupancy tax, gives the Convention and Visitors Bureau access to several A&M facilities. CVB Board President Hunter Goodwin says the access comes with no cost in some cases, along with discounted parking, including new meeting space at Kyle Field.
We're not going to utilize this facility to have local small events. If they want to have 300, you know, 300 to 400 folks, 500 folks, they can do that at the Hilton and they can pay free market rent.
Goodwin says this opens the door to hosting large state and national events. The deal, which also cuts prices to use the MSC, the Rudder Complex, and the Penberthy Sports Complex, was also instrumental in not moving Aggie football games out of town during the construction period. Two people have been killed in a weekend fire that consumed a home in Chapel Hill. The Washington County Sheriff's Office identified the victims as 53-year-old Jeanette Laster and her boyfriend, 50-year-old David Michael Wright. Authorities say the home was engulfed in flames when firefighters arrived shortly after 3 a.m. Sunday. They say a third person was badly burned and taken to a Houston hospital for treatment. Investigators have not determined the cause of the fire, which is the second fatal fire in Washington County this year. An elderly man died in a house fire in January. The Downtown Bryan Association has asked the City Council for the money to nearly double the pay of its executive director, add two full-time employees, and add four paid interns.
Association President Ben Hardiman proposes they take over management of the Palace Theater and the Texas Reds Festival. Hardiman says there's been a significant growth in the membership, programs, activities, and leadership in the downtown community. That's among the reasons to increase the executive director's pay from $34,000 to $65,000 a year and spend $92,000 to cover a new program manager, a new operations manager, and four interns from A&M. The city currently contributes $55,000. The DBA wants another $40,000 to cover personnel expenses through the end of September. City staff say the money would come from the general fund and the hotel occupancy tax. The DBA has also asked the city to triple what it currently gives in the next fiscal year to $165,000. The association would also keep all revenue generated from the palace, while the city would keep revenue generated from the Reds Festival. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The professional career of College Station Fire Chief R.B. Alley is completing a full circle. After sending firefighters from Virginia to the A&M Fire School for years, Alley took the College Station job. After 8 years, Alley retires this week and returns to Virginia Beach, where he spent his first 28 years in firefighting.
We've been very fortunate to have that type of system in place to let the voters say we need it, to go ahead and get this stuff acquired, to build the stations and purchase the apparatus and hire the people. And all of it's expensive, and we know that, but in order to have a city that's safe, a city that's protected on a daily basis, those are some of the things you have to be prepared to do to keep it safe here.
During Alley's tenure, College Station built and staffed three fire stations and added a fourth staffed ambulance team. Last week, A&M promoted the Aggie Ken doll. This week, we learn A&M is the first university in Texas to come out with its own line of fragrances.
Mesick Collegiate Fragrances will release the exclusive Aggie cologne and perfume on August 18th. The company already makes the product for 10 other schools, including the University of Alabama. Chris Summer, TSN News.
The fragrance will include rich hints of rose, vanilla, and apple in a nod to the school colors. And both sides claim victory from yesterday's U.S. Supreme Court ruling over affirmative action in college admissions decisions. From Abigail Fisher, the Austin woman who sued the University of Texas when she was not admitted in 2008.
You know, they gave us everything that we asked for, and I'm very confident that UT won't be able to use race in the future.
From UT President Bill Powers.
We're particularly heartened that the framework laid out by the Grutter case remains in place. Not just for the University of Texas at Austin, but for higher education institutions throughout the United States.
Powers says the ruling will have no impact on admissions decisions UT has already made or any immediate impact on the school's overall admissions policy. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 75 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Details, details. I dwell on every detail. Payroll, purchasing, production, profit margin, all while keeping the big picture of growth and stability in clear view. Now, this attention to detail has helped me succeed and grow my business. The prosperity bankers appreciate my success and know what it means. They're experts in the business of banking, and like me, prosperity bankers dwell on details. They call me by my name and listen to what I have to say. Their job is to offer me the banking services that meet my business's needs. You know, to offer the financial tools to help make my business profitable, including cash management, loans, internet banking, remote deposit, and more. I know my business. I want my bankers to know theirs, and I'll bet you do too. Prosperity bankers know the business of banking. Your bank for business. Prosperity Bank. Real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankTX.com. Member FDIC.
For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high-quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
Good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Weather across the area looks relatively warm the next several days, but it also doesn't look like much in the way of rainfall will be occurring across the region. Sunshine, we're in the mid to upper 90s today. Clear overnight in the mid 70s. More sun tomorrow with a high in the upper 90s. Tomorrow night clear, lows will drop down into the mid to upper 70s. It'll be sunny on Thursday, highs in the upper 90s to near 100 degrees. No break in the heat on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports in what was one of the most exciting Stanley Cup finals ever. We'll get you caught up with that laugh from last night. Going to the third game for the College World Series and more with Wimbledon in sports, and we'll do it for you about 6:50.
We're going for a third game in the College World Series?
Second game. I'm sorry.
Be a second game.
Sorry. Yeah.
That's okay. It's a best 2 out of 3, and they played one.
Yeah, they played one.
Yeah. And
I was trying to move it along a little bit.
Yeah,
quicker.
Well, you know, I understand. And one team won and the other team lost. So, you know, getting that break on television is really important to a lot of people. Really want to get out there and, you know, make a good first impression. Lindsay Nadrich of KHQ Television, that would be in Spokane, Washington, the latest reporter to find herself in the viral spotlight for all the wrong reasons. After fumbling her words during a report on strawberries for a local Fox affiliate, she did drop the magic word.
Oh, no.
Twice.
No.
Twice.
People need to just stop saying it, then you won't say it in a situation like that.
The segment, of course, was broadcast, and, you know, and, of course, as soon as it was noticed, they went right back to the anchor, the studio anchor, with a priceless reaction. Basically, her mouth was open. But she very quickly said, "We apologize for that editing error." Now, my hope is, well, I wouldn't think it's
an editing error. I would think it's somebody's mouth error.
Yeah, well, and again, I don't know if it was live or not. The editing may be the first word that came out of her mouth. But I mean, if that was on tape and it ended up that way, sounds like they're probably trying to sabotage somebody's career.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Now, what I think would be interesting is if this young lady gets to keep her job and that lady who uses too much butter continues to lose her job. Mm. See what I'm saying there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, just it's a thought.
It's a thought.
Yeah. It's going to be a good, good morning.
Heavily interesting.
But as we know, you should always assume that every microphone is live.
Yeah. Like last night during the game.
Info.
Nation.
Oh, did we have a magic word last
night?
Yes,
we did.
Oh, my goodness.
Followed by, because they're Canadians, eh?
Hey. Took a train, a plane, a bus.
You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. Exuberant youth.
But, you know, that never happens in professional wrestling. I don't get that. I don't understand.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
It's day 176 of the year. You know what that means?
No.
Well, we have 189 to go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Math, it's fun.
It is. It's fun. So today is Please Take My Children to Work Day.
Interesting.
Summer's already started. Mom's going, I'm nuts here. I'm going crazy. Please take my children
Scott,
to work.
Scott, I am not bringing your docs into the newsroom.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm
it's
sorry.
Okay. Just herd them along and they have a good time. Color TV Day.
Cool.
It's the anniversary of when that first happened. Remember when they used to have newspapers and people would write in them? National Columnists Day.
Huh.
Hi, Cease.
Yep. And this ought to make you feel good. What's our high today going to be? Like 100? Is that right?
Ish, yeah.
Yeah. We're 6 months away from Christmas Eve today, so
woohoo!
Think about that. All right, what do we got for birthdays?
Lala Vasquez is 34, former VJ.
Of course.
Linda Cardellini is 38. She played Velma in Scooby-Doo.
Oh.
She's also in Mad Men now.
Uh-huh.
Jeff Cohen, the guy that played Chunk in Goonies, is 39.
Oh.
Angela Kinsley is 42. That's Dwight's girlfriend in The Office.
She's a Baylor girl.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey.
Dikembe Mutombo is at least 47.
At least.
Well, nobody really knows. He won't say, but they think he's more maybe in his mid-50s.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Erica Gimbel is 49 from Fame. She played Coco.
Mm-hmm.
George Michael is 50. Ricky Gervais, 52.
What? Oh, so the guy who created The Office mm-hmm. has a birthday on the same day as Angela.
That is correct.
Okay.
Anthony Bourdain is 57.
Uh-huh.
Carly Simon is not vain in 68.
Mm-hmm.
And this I found fascinating. Jimmy Walker, Kid Dynamite, is 66.
Been here.
Yeah. He's a good friend of, any guesses?
I don't know.
Ann Coulter.
Really?
They're tight.
Is that right? They probably don't talk. I don't know. He may be conservative.
Who knows? I found that fascinating.
Yeah, that's it. And a lady who had the opera, by the way, one of the Supremes, Sonia Sotomayor, she's 59 today.
Was she the fourth and forgotten Supreme?
No, she'd be the one in the robe.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. And a lady who had the opportunity to be a TV mom in not one but two shows, which is kind of cool, Lassie and Lost in Space. June Lockhart played Lassie's mom and then Will Robinson's mom.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
What a great trivia question.
She's 88 years old, and Willis Reed, who played basketball for the Knicks, would be 71. And Eric Carle, if you know him, the author who wrote The Very Hungry Caterpillar, would be 85. All right, 620.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Staff members working for Senate Budget Committee Ranking Member Jeff Sessions have compiled data on food stamps. Here's the shocking information that they found. Over the next 10 years, taxpayers will spend over 5 times as much on food stamps as on job training and education for America's veterans. Food stamp enrollments have skyrocketed under the president. January 2009, it was 31.9 million Americans on food stamps. Today, 47.7 million people on the welfare program. By the way, 11 million more on disability. 23 million American households now on food stamps. American taxpayers are expected to pay $82 billion for food stamp recipients. Can we afford this any longer, or is it time to create jobs?
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, honey, did you see our utility bill this month?
I sure did. It's ridiculous. I wish there was a way to cut it down.
Actually, there is. My friend at work just installed a ductless mini-split system from Fujitsu. He was tired of cooling and heating the ducts in his walls and attic. Fujitsu systems are ductless, so they cool in summer and heat in winter.
Really? With the kids away at school, will we still have to heat and cool their rooms?
Fujitsu systems allow us to set each room to a different temperature, so we're not paying to comfort rooms we're not using. Fujitsu's new Halcyon Hybrid Flex inverters can comfort up to 8 zones for personalized constant comfort.
Wow, that sounds efficient. I'm so tired of wasting money heating and cooling the entire house.
Fujitsu mini splits are quiet and so energy efficient, they could cut our monthly utility bill by 30%. Plus, many utility companies offer rebates of $300 or more. It's the perfect solution.
Sounds great.
Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. Find out how much money you can save by going to ConstantComfort.com and clicking on the energy calculator. That's ConstantComfort.com.
Since 1985, homeowners throughout the Brazos Valley have trusted Anchor Foundation Repair to protect their largest investment. Our commitment to quality service has resulted in over 3,500 satisfied customers. Our experienced crews are capable of repairing all types of residential and commercial foundations and come with a lifetime guarantee. So call 690-2020 for your free foundation evaluation or visit us at anchorfoundationrepair.net to learn about the Anchor Advantage.
This could mean more work for repo men. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. More drivers are falling behind on their car payments. TransUnion says the number of auto loans that were at least 60 days in arrears was higher in the first quarter than in the first 3 months of last year. An increased delinquency rate is one result of banks offering more loans to borrowers with shaky credit. Microsoft rolled out a new version of its Bing search engine designed for students. Bing for Schools has no advertising. Privacy protections are enhanced, and there are filters to screen out inappropriate material. Google's educational offering, Safe Search for Schools, does not strip out ads. There's new evidence to suggest electronic cigarettes may be useful as smoking cessation tools. A lengthy study was done in Italy. Nearly 1 out of 10 smokers who tried using electronic cigarettes went on to quit smoking. Stocks sold off yesterday, but the futures are pointing higher at this early hour. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Summer is here. Make every moment count. Starbucks Refreshers are the perfect pick-me-up to get you through your 3 p.m. lull. Refreshers are made with real fruit juice and green coffee extract, which contains the caffeine found naturally in green coffee beans. Go to Starbucks for your Refreshers 3 p.m. wake-up call Thursday through Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. and enjoy half off all three handcrafted Starbucks Refreshers, Valencia Orange, Very Berry Hibiscus, or Cool Lime. Refreshers 3 p.m. wake-up call at Starbucks. At participating stores, limited time offer.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news! Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and surf faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited-time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215 for all the details.
If it's time to take your personal style in a new direction, head north to North Hair Design Studio and Spa. With hair design, massage therapy, spa services, and very personalized service, it's like a little taste of New York in downtown Bryan without the big city price tag. Call for an appointment or just walk in. We're at 206 North Main Street. Like us on Facebook and visit northhairdesign.com. Then head north.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Well, you know, they decided they'd go ahead and just break it out for us so we'd know. Over 100 today and actually all the way through Saturday. So that's all. 74 for a low. Again, the winds are going to be up again today, 15 to 25 miles an hour. Heat index will be probably 104, 105. And again, with the wind, that's going to dry out your vegetation, so remember that. And anyhow, right now we've got 75 degrees out there.
Children, it's believed, learn new things faster and better than grown-ups. And that belief, it turns out, is not to be believed. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
How would you like to try a sales-generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads, it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-226-0017. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now, 800-226-0017. 800-226-0017. Again, 800-226-0017.
You've likely heard that when it comes to learning something new, kids are faster and better at it.
Completely false. They just pick up things differently. And the fundamental differences are children tend to have a lot more unstructured free time, so they have more time to experiment and explore. They're also way less self-conscious about not being good at something at first.
Josh Kaufman, author of the book, The First 20 Hours.
So a toddler learning to walk when they fall down, they don't curse themselves and say, I am not talented at walking, right? They just get up and try it again.
Whereas an adult will try something new, get frustrated, and quit. However, it's important to realize that
what every single study has found is that the rate of learning or the rate of improvement is fastest during those first critical early hours. So if you can get yourself to sit down and practice, we improve really quickly. The trick is getting ourselves to sit down and practice in the first place.
Getting distracted in those early hours is what derails a lot of adults from learning something new.
And so it's important when you're going into the process of learning something new, it's important to pre-commit to spending a certain amount of time on it. And the reason you do that is it becomes much easier to actually sit down and do enough work that the process becomes non-frustrating.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by brought to you by St. Joseph Health System with the highest level trauma center in the region. We're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. For the second time this year, there's been a fire in Washington County resulting in deaths. In Chapel Hill, a house fire early Sunday morning left two dead. They were identified as 50-year-old David Michael Wright and his girlfriend, 53-year-old Jeanette Laster. A third person is in a Houston hospital after they were badly burned. Investigators have not determined the cause of the fire, which was fully involved upon arrival. Last January, an elderly man died in a house fire. Three more steps in bringing a new manufacturer to Bryan are before the city council.
It will take 13 acres of land at the Texas Triangle Business Park north of Bryan to build an electrical substation to accommodate access pipe and tube. Tonight's council agenda includes spending $174,000 for the land purchase. Money from BTU operating funds will pay for the land. The same account would receive more than $880,000 from the proposed sale of 23 acres of land Axis wants to buy from the city. It's adjacent to 159 acres Axis purchased from the Joint City-County Economic Development Foundation. Along the northern border of the property line lies what is now a private road. The council is being asked to turn that into a public street from Highway 6 to Mumford Road. What will be called Lewis McCullen Road will be maintained by the county for the first 10 years, then it will be annexed into the city. Axis announced 2 months ago building a $120 million facility. Over the next 10 years, the direct and indirect economic impact is estimated at more than 500 jobs, earning more than $186 million. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Kyle Field redevelopment project was the vehicle to create more opportunities to the local tourism industry. Three agreements will be considered by the College Station City Council Thursday night to give A&M $36 million from the hotel occupancy tax over the next 30 years.
All good relationships, they work when both sides are motivated, and I think in this instance, the university was looking for a way to pay for a very expensive stadium, and the city was looking for a way to keep the games here as well as find a way to access facilities, and we've come up with a really unique agreement.
Convention and Visitors Bureau Board President Hunter Goodwin says several A&M facilities will be available at discounted or no cost, including new meeting space at Kyle Field.
And target groups to come in and utilize these facilities that have essentially now been paid for with this agreement and go to the marketplace and compete against competitive cities in Texas and say, come look at this beautiful facility, and oh, by the way, it's going to cost a lot less than it is in any other city.
Reed Arena, the Rudder Complex, the Penberthy Spots Complex, and the MSC are included in the agreement, which includes Brazos County. This is the last week for College Station Fire Chief R.B. Alley, who is retiring after 8 years here and 40 years in the profession. Alley also served three mayors by giving the invocation at city council meetings.
Ron Sylvie, when I first came in, was our mayor, and then Ben White took over, and of course Mayor Nancy Berry now, and all three of them have, you know, asked me to continue that on. A lot of communities struggle with that, you know, whether to have, you know, prayer and government meetings. It's, you know, I just believe that things happen for a purpose, and if we can allow those types of opportunities for us to pray about our city and pray about what we need to do as a community, that, you know, the Lord will bless us and continue to bless us.
Alley is returning to his hometown of Virginia Beach, where he worked for 28 years before coming to College Station. Coming soon to a store near you, A&M in a bottle of perfume.
A&M will be the first school in Texas with its own fragrance line. And if you're wondering what Texas A&M in a bottle will smell like, Mesick Collegiate Fragrances says the fragrance will include rich hints of rose, vanilla, and apple in a nod to the school colors. Chris Summer, TSN News.
And the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to return to a lower court the issue of affirmative action in college admissions was hailed by both sides. The University of Texas was sued by an Austin woman who was not admitted in 2008. UT President Bill Power says it upholds the school's policy and also points to a related issue.
The university is a leader in diversity in higher education, and this case is part of a decades-long commitment to that endeavor, both inside and outside the courtroom, by all of us here at the university.
Abigail Fisher, who went to college at LSU before returning to Austin, says she's confident UT won't be able to use race to determine future admissions.
It's been a great journey and a very great learning experience to see a case go all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Justice Anthony Kennedy, writing for the court, said a federal appeals court needs to subject the University of Texas admission plan to the highest level of judicial scrutiny. WTAW News Time is 6:35 at 75 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Washington County Tract and New Holland have 0% financing for up to 72 months available for qualified buyers or great cash discounts. These offers include most New Holland tractors as well as hay equipment. There are also multiple rebates available that make this the time to buy. Our WC Tractor locations in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, and Sealy are fully stocked and ready to get you going. Stop by one of our WC Tractor locations to see for yourself. Check it out on the web at WCTractor.com.
Washington County Tractor. People and products to you.
Obviously, every business owner wants to move their business ahead, and Suddenlink can help you move your business ahead. Be more productive and save money. You can get a competitive advantage with Suddenlink Business Solutions. Accelerate your business with radically faster internet and reliable phone service from Suddenlink, and it's so easy to make the switch. Just call Chad Cowan at 595-2413 and find out exactly what is out there. You get the convenience of one bill, one company. It is that easy. And in fact, you control your expenses. You know what your cost is going to be every month. So you're going to be saving money because your rate will be lower than with the phone company. You get to keep the equipment that you already have, and you get to keep your phone number as well. And new customers get workplace internet and an unlimited business class phone for under $100 per month. Plus, business class phone lines are available for only $29.95 a month. Again, it's a special number for Suddenlink Business. Call Chad Cowan at 595-2413. He'll provide you with a business solution perfect for your business at the right price with Suddenlink Business Solutions.
The experts nationwide have seen the interior of the 2013 Toyota Camry and are giving it high praises. So spacious you wouldn't believe the view, raves the dashboard hula girl. The Camry's Intune system makes my commute bearable, writes Travel Coffee Mug. I can't imagine a more luxurious seat to be wedged in, says Loose Pocket Change. Fuzzy Dice applaud the Camry's dual climate control. Finally, we can both be comfortable. Suction Cup Cat says, I can't turn my head, but I'm told it has paddle shifters. Tree-shaped air freshener says, I simply don't deserve this place. And ever-nodding dashboard dog says, yes, yes, yes. The 2013 Camry. The critics agree. It's our best interior yet.
Save on the number one selling car in America. Get $1,500 customer cash or lease a 2013 Camry LE for $199 a month for 36 months with just $999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers end 7-8-2013.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:39. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
High pressure will bring sunshine to the region today and warm temperatures. Really not looking for much in the way of rainfall over the next several days. Today, 95 to near 100. Tonight, clear, warm, 75 overnight. High pressure is with us again tomorrow. Lots of sun, 95 to near 100. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. During the day on Thursday, it'll be mostly sunny and highs will be around 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. One of the most exciting game sixes in Stanley Cup history. We'll get you caught up with that. Also, the College World Series, Wimbledon, and more. All with sports. We'll hit it for you here in about 10 minutes.
There you go. Pretty interesting session last night. Last night in Texas politics. In fact, it could be a victory for... There's this other party in Texas politics called the Democrats. I don't know if you know much about them. There aren't too many of them over there.
No, you're right.
They're kind of the bald eagle of politics in Texas. But anyhow, they were able to slow debate on the GOP-backed legislation that would impose some of the strictest abortion laws in the nation.
Well,
that happened last night.
Started early in the day when they showed up 2 hours late to start.
Right, right, exactly. And again, which... They've done before.
Oh, yeah.
Heck, they've gotten on buses and left, as a matter of fact.
Didn't they go to Oklahoma for a while?
Mm-hmm. Lieutenant Governor David Jumpshot Dewhurst twice pushed to suspend the rules that kept the Senate from taking the bill up, even helping to arrange a charter plane to fly in one Republican senator who was out of state.
Oh! What's interesting, though, is I really haven't heard many conservative commentaries on this. All I've heard are, like, young liberal people complaining about rape kits or just, like, just complaining about it all. But if you think about it, 20 weeks is a long time to be pregnant. That's 5 months, you know?
Yes, but this is the third rail issue, okay? Nothing you say is going to change anybody's mind if they're on the other side of the issue than you are. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
No, I don't even argue with people. Right. Instead, I just feel bad because I hear all these people complaining and saying stuff like, I don't understand how a woman can be conservative and blah, blah, blah. And you just sit there with your mouth shut, but you feel like, why don't you just...
Well, and I think that's probably the reason that the conservatives don't come out. I mean, let those people say what they will. The conservatives believe that they have the votes that are necessary to get the legislation through. And that's why I don't think they defend the position. I think they feel like they have the number of votes that they need to get it done. We'll see. Today marks the end of the 30-day special session. Again, maybe the first of a second or third. We'll see. Governor Rick Perry initially put only redistricting on the legislative agenda for the special session, but of course, later on he added the abortion question and some other things as well. So. Anyhow, the redistricting, I think, is taken care of. Transportation funding, the proposal that Robert Nichols said, wanted to put out there that raises nearly $1 billion annually for state road construction and maintenance, probably is going to be sent to the Texas voters so that we can decide whether or not we want to do that. My thought is we probably want to keep the roads.
Yeah, as opposed to the dirt, yeah.
Yeah, I think we'd...
I mean, if I get a vote, that's I'm voting to have roads.
We're not going to widen the road and just put dirt over there. We're not going to fill the potholes with dirt. We're going to actually maintain the road. So we'll see. And again, we are pretty fast growing here, and we've got a lot of folks moving in. See what happens. All right, let's see. Turning to national, the president today is going to do his climate stuff. And before he ever speaks a word, got the folks out there like Joe Manchin, who's a Democrat senator from West Virginia, saying, remember, my state burns a lot of coal, mines a lot of coal that gets burned all over the world. We need to make sure that that's taken care of. We don't want coal to be capped. Yeah.
Isn't this just a whole look at the shiny thing?
Yeah,
everything else is going to crap for him right now. I mean, let's be honest.
Well, he keeps trying to roll shiny things out there, and nobody will look.
Right. So, I mean, he hasn't done anything on the climate for a while. So, it's maybe is this the newest shiny thing?
Yeah, could well be trying to find some people who will boost him up, who'll lift him up.
Just a little political punditry.
Yes, it's not that the story previews President Obama's upcoming trip to Africa. It's the correction at the top of the Yahoo article.
Yoo-hoo!
And again, if you depend on Yahoo for your news, probably need to have that conversation first. But if you do, that's fine. Apparently, somebody put in there, White House does not figure the cost of the Africa trip in there. The earlier version of the story, they had identified Africa as the president's birthplace.
Oh,
Yeah, they took it down, and
wow!
that person was reassigned to customer service, probably. But they
in Alaska.
And again, it's Yahoo. Okay, if you're getting your news from Yahoo, but
it's probably some 16-year-old kid.
It was out there on the internet.
Oh wow!
And let's see. Pew Research poll on what U.S. Americans think about border security. 49% of those surveyed think both. Border security, in other words, increasing the fence or whatever, and setting up a pathway could happen at the same time. Yeah. You know, the thing is, you can't build a fence overnight. You know what I'm saying? If those people want to get over here, they're going to work hard to get over here before that fence gets closed down. But, again, we're not there yet. There was a vote last night that had to do with an amendment from Senator Corker that had to do with spending money on border security, and it passed 67-27. But that just means they can bring the whole bill up for debate later on. So we'll see. And today is election day in Massachusetts. They have to fill the spot for Lurch because he became Secretary of State.
Oh, that's right.
And so as a result, right now, Ed Markey has a 10-point lead, 52-42 is what they're saying. But, you know, they got to do the votes. Remember that guy named Scott Brown? They didn't think he'd win either, and he did in Massachusetts. So,
yeah, but their polling data is better than us.
Well, that's also true, yeah. All right, it's 6:46.
President Ronald Reagan said, "We believe faith and freedom must be our guiding stars, for they show us truth, they make us brave, give us hope, and leave us wiser than we were." Join A&M United Methodist Church and the Northgate Philharmonic for their presentation of Festival of the Fourth, Sunday, June 30th at 11 a.m. This will be a morning of Sousa marches, service songs, and other patriotic pieces that focus on faith and freedom. Don't miss this opportunity to celebrate freedom in song. A&M United Methodist Church in Northgate.
Want your dog to be a canine stein? Bring them to Waggy Pet Zone. They offer training classes for all experience levels. Sign your canine up for basic obedience, clicker, or agility training, and have a good time learning new skills alongside your best friend. Waggy Pet Zone also offers Puppy Pre-K, a completely free class open to any puppy under 14 weeks of age, and focuses on early socialization and training to get your pup started on the right paw. Let Waggy Pet Zone's canine behavior experts help you meet your training goals. Call 693-9663 or visit WaggyPetZone.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers. On Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Every once in a while, we gardeners need to step back and take a detailed look at exactly where we are in respect to the use and potential abuse of gardening pesticides. Unless you're an astute investigator, there probably are some things that will surprise you. Let's list some facts and try to map a sound approach to the control of insects, diseases, weeds, and other gardening pests. As we do, however, let's agree to approach things with open minds as we try to bring reason to what has become a somewhat confusing situation. The prudent use of pesticides after this message. It's Gardens Magazine and Crepe Myrtles, the completely revised and updated poster that we've prepared of all the known varieties of crepe myrtles. We have a comparison on the 15 by 30 inch full color heavy cardstock poster. Now, the poster is normally $10, but it is free with your subscription, new or renewal, to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. There's a $2 shipping and handling charge on the poster, but otherwise it's free to you. Everything you need to know to choose, use, and maintain Texas' favorite flowering tree and shrub. The magazine for $23.95. The poster is free, shipping and handling $2. Total price, only $25.95, satisfaction guaranteed. Our magazine has been judged to be the best regional gardening magazine in America. Every word of it written just for Texas. You need to call to take advantage of this limited time offer. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. First, we need to define our term of pesticides. Break it into the components. It's plainly obvious that a pesticide is something that kills pests. In a horticultural sense, we reserve it for some type of spray or dust or wettable powder, bait, granule, or aerosol that will suppress or eliminate a local population of the pests. Remember that no distinction has been made to this point as to whether the pesticide was inorganic or organic. We haven't even said anything about its being chemical. That's because all pesticides are chemicals. As such, all pesticides, be they organic or inorganic, will have their own chemical properties. Some will kill on contact. Others will be systemic. Some will have longer residual action. Some will be safer than others for use near humans. In fact, you simply won't be able to assume that an organic chemical will be safer than an inorganic one. Fact is, there are dozens of examples where that isn't the case. You need to ask questions and read the product's labels implicitly. In fact, this would probably be a good time to explain the labels of insecticides, fungicides, nematicides, herbicides, and other pest control products. Those labels represent tens of millions of dollars worth of product research. The federals require that extensive testing before a product can be legally labeled for consumer or commercial use be conducted. It's usually done through land-grant universities. It's repeatable, documented testing. You know the results. You can predict the results. If you come across a product that lacks any of the critical informational elements, move on to another product. It needs to say the rates of application, plants which can be treated, and potential problems and emergency steps should an accident occur. You want to start with resistant plants. Choose varieties of flowers and vegetables and shrubs and trees that have been selected or hybridized to withstand problems. Keep your plants as healthy and vigorous as you can by fertilizing and watering regularly. Use mechanical means of eliminating or preventing pest invasion wherever you can. Biological controls are increasingly available, things like Bacillus thuringiensis, for example. And finally, use commercially prepared pesticides where you have to. First organic, then inorganic. Just go with the safest, such to say. I'm Neil Sperry. Ornamental grasses in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:51. Patrice Bergeron played with a broken rib. Jonathan Toews was a game-time decision. Andrew Shaw stopped a shot with his face and finished bloody and surgically stitched up. And the Chicago Blackhawks pulled out a 3-2 win over the Boston Bruins to claim their fifth Stanley Cup and second in four seasons.
Put it in front, Bickle, shoot, score! Brian Bickle with a point-blank shot beats Rask with 1:16 to go in the third period, and we're tied at two!
And then 17 seconds later...
Stick save made by Rask. Here's Oduya drive. They haul and score! It's Boland in front of the net. Oduya fired a shot and deflected it on Rask. 58 seconds away from the Stanley Cup are the Chicago Blackhawks.
Looking like it was going to go to overtime. Patrick Kane came away with the Conn Smythe Trophy, which is awarded to the MVP of the playoffs for the NHL. He scored 9 goals, 19 points in 23 games.
I think it speaks more for my team than myself personally.
And in total, had they have played a seventh game, they would have played a total of 8.5 with the number of overtimes that went through the Stanley Cup playoffs. Adam Planko worked 6 innings in the College World Series, and Eric Fila hit a 2-run single and had a defensive gem yesterday.
First pitch is swung on and hit the right fairly deep down the line. Fila racing over and makes a fantastic catch, leaping on the warning track. Oh, my goodness.
UCLA beat Mississippi State 3-1 in Game 1 of the best-of-3 College World Series. Blanco retired the first 9 batters and held the Bulldogs to a run, 4 hits, to help the Bruins get within 1 victory of their first national championship in baseball. Mississippi State had its chances to tie the game or pull ahead, but left runners in scoring position 4 of the last 6 innings. Top seed Serena Williams and Novak Djokovic will take center court as part of today's Wimbledon schedule. Williams has a first-round match against Mandy Manila before Djokovic takes on Florin Myers. The tournament continues without 2-time men's champion Rafael Nadal.
You play well and you have the chance to win. Sometimes you play worse. The opponent play well and you lose. That's the good thing about the sport. That's good things today. For me, it was not a lot of things good.
Nadal was stunned in the opening round by Belgian Steven Darcy, 7-6, 7-6, 6-4. It's Nadal's first round exit in 35 major appearances. 3 members of the Texas A&M women's swimming team will be attempting to earn a spot on Team USA roster for the World Championships. The trials start today. Representing A&M at the event are Camellia Adams, Bria Larson, and Carolina Matheny. Adams and Larson both tallied national crowns in the NCAAs, while Matheny earned All-American honors in multiple events. Texas A&M men's basketball coach Billy Kennedy visited with members of the media on Monday for the SEC Men's Basketball Summer Teleconference. Here's his take on the 2013-2014 Fighting Texas Aggie basketball team.
We're really excited about the group we have coming in. We'll have 6 to 7 new guys that didn't play for us last year, and then we've got 5 guys returning that average double-figure minutes, so we've got pretty good experience coming back. We really like the talent level, the athleticism that we think we've improved with our team and through recruiting and through a couple of transfers that were sitting out last year. The problem is I think our league's going to be a lot better than it was last year, and but we feel like we're more prepared this year than we were in the past.
From the hardwood to Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers look to extend their winning streak to 5 games tonight against the Yankees. The Rangers will send Yu Darvish to the mound for the series opener, while Hiroki Kuroda is scheduled to start for the Yanks. Texas is coming off a series sweep against St. Louis. Speaking of St. Louis, that's who the Astros have in mind. And before they hit the Cardinals, they've optioned infielder Marwin Gonzalez to their AAA club and cut left-hander Wade LeBlanc. The team says corresponding roster moves will be made later today. And finally, the Bombers are 19-3, ranked number 2 nationally, and have already clinched a playoff berth, and they'll try to extend their TCL lead tonight against the East Texas Pump Jacks. Here's Coach Dixon on the Jacks.
I've looked at the roster transitions. They've added a couple guys that came in from California. They've got the Morlow brothers from University of Texas that kind of set the table for them. Great players. Gave us fits when we were at third place. We were able to scratch away with those 2 victories, but it was 2 dogfights. And, you know, it's my second year in the league. And every time us and the Pump Jacks get together, you know, it's a good match every time.
First pitch for the battle is at 7:05. That's been a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Doug Johnson, and I know a little bit about the weather in the state of Texas, and I wanted a roof for my new home that was a dream home that my wife and I had planned for years that would go against the heat, be reflective, durable, and of course, these days, fire retardant. Well, we took the plans to the architect. He drew them up and said that there's no way in the world that a roofing contractor is going to do that roof. It's far too complicated. Then we met with Schulte Roofing. They were highly recommended, and I could not find one customer that was unhappy with all the things they had done. And after a brief meeting with the architect and examining the blueprints, they said, we can do it. I enjoyed their being out at the site every day. They were fun to work with. They were efficient, always on time, always very pleasant. And the roof turned out to be absolutely beautiful. So I am thrilled to be able to recommend to anyone Schulte Roofing for the best job ever. Call Schulte Roofing and ask about your job. 1-800-4-ROOF. That's 1-800-F-O-R. Our roof. The home of the bulletproof roof.
Caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's is a difficult and challenging experience, and it's one that you don't have to face on your own. Hudson Creek Alzheimer's Special Care Center is the only freestanding Alzheimer's community in the Brazos Valley. We have licensed nurses on site 24 hours a day. At Hudson Creek, we support independence, provide a sense of belonging, and create meaningful moments for our residents. Hudson Creek is on Coppercrest Drive in Bryan. Call 774-0700 to schedule a tour or visit jeaseniorliving.com.
License number 102654.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Well, you already know the weather, and the folks at Intercon want to remind you that they have a way to maybe keep that weather from getting into your house. Most definitely, the sun is a part of a problem. And they have solar screens that you can choose from at Intercon that can block either 70%, 80%, even 90% of the sun that can be beaten down and in heating up the interior of your home and making your utility bills go higher. Now, if you're a BTU customer, you know that BTU has some incentives for you that they'll help pay for things that will lower your energy bill. So get with the folks at BTU, get with the folks at Intercon, and find a way to save yourself some money, first of all, in the installation of the product and also the savings that you'll find because your utility bills will be going down. Experts in windows, that's what they do at Intercon. So whether it's replacing windows that are not energy efficient or putting solar screens in or maybe both, then give them a call at 823-3639 and let Intercon show you the solutions that they've been providing for folks all across the Brazos Valley for a few decades now. 823-3639, that's the folks at Intercon. All right, here we go. Here are the numbers. Look for a high temperature of at least 100. Heat index of about 104 or 105 today because we're going to have winds up to 25 miles an hour, which is really going to dry things out. So be aware of that situation.